This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
BMWs are created equal. You get that awesome convertible over there. It's for $60,000 or something. Then we just looked this one up. $42,000 for a glorified go-kart. And that's what Smart Growth is all about. 250 square foot apartment, charged the same as a 2,000 square foot apartment. Have built-in regulations and zoning so you have to pay. So more can be paid in taxes and more to the rent controllers. Same thing with smart cars, smart meters, control your thermostat, rip you off, scam you. This is what it's all about, getting you to trade out luxury quality for this in austerity with your carbon indulgences and feel good about yourself. This is how the globalists operate. This is what they're doing. Again, this is part two of the video here. Alex Jones here with you. My buddy Pat Riley is driving me in to an important meeting today.
We're in an electric car, by the way.
We are in an electric car. David Knight is going to be hosting. I have conjunctivitis. I think I've only had this one more time in my life. I'm not sure I'm going to the doctor. My eye, I woke up this morning, it's completely swollen shut. If I open it, excruciating pain. So I need to put some coil silver in it. But in fact, I was so painful this morning, I didn't even think to do that. David Knight's hosting the broadcast. There's so much I wanted to cover today, but I'll try to come in during lunch or something and break down some of the stuff that's happening. All I know is there's a lot of key information at InfoWars, InfoWars.com.
Oh, no.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, a $42,000 starting German go-kart that barely feeds anybody, but it's for the Earth, so it's okay now. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Because remember, Agenda 21 and anything called smart is a globalist scam to rip you off and make you pay more by tracking and surveilling you. To learn more, visit InfoWars.com.
Okay, and Alex is reporting from the road, and he's behind that small car there laughing about it. But at least you can drive it, okay? If they get their way, you're not going to have the ability to have any control over your transportation. That's one of the key things that is concerning. And we'll talk briefly today about what's going on here in Austin with Uber. Now, Alex was having somebody drive him to the doctors there because, and Austin, they've just had Uber shut down operations and Lyft on Monday because they didn't get their way with the Austin City Council. Now, Austin City Council here, just in case you don't know, is really the People's Republic of Austin. These people are unbelievable control freaks, straight out of California-style government. They want to dictate everything down to the bags that we use at the grocery store in Austin. So I don't live there. Nevertheless, when you look at the back and forth between Uber and Lyft, I'm not sure which side I would choose there because, frankly, what is happening with Uber, with Lyft, with GM, with Ford, with Volvo, all of these companies are getting together. They're going to government at the highest level. They're going to try to override these regulations by going up the chain of command, as we've now established it. It's not a constitutional chain of command because we do still have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, but they are, of course, dead letters to the people in Washington, D.C., and so what they're trying to do is to shut down regulation of them. And they want different regulations than we have for taxi drivers. And we're going to play a little bit of a report that I had back in Washington, D.C. when we were covering the Pope. I talked to a taxi driver there. You won't believe the difference between regulations that the taxi drivers have and the stuff that Uber and Lyft are so upset about that they completely suspended operations. Look, I'm not a regulation guy, okay? I don't like a government like the city of Austin that wants to regulate everything in our lives. But the even worse than the regulations is the fact that you've got two tiers of regulations. One for the big guys at the top, another one for everybody else. We're also going to be talking today to Michael Snyder, frequent contributor to InfoWars.com, as well as an HSP whistleblower, John Cruz. So stick with us. We've got a lot of news and some very important interviews.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, May 10th, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have an interesting article from Breitbart about what happened on Mother's Day weekend in Chicago, that city of love. We had 43 people wounded, 9 killed in Chicago gang violence. Now, I'm still waiting to see if they're going to blame this on Donald Trump or maybe his supporters. Or I'm sure it's firearms in the Second Amendment. But never, never will it be blamed on the gangsters themselves, on the thugs who are actually doing this, because that's the way this all plays out. You know, when we had these Trump rallies and we had the mainstream media and Ted Cruz blaming Donald Trump for the violence at his rallies, we were told, and I've heard people on mainstream media who are defending this narrative that these guys were to blame, say, well, you know, he deliberately provoked that by going to Chicago, of all places, and even going to the university where Bill Ayers teaches. Because, you know, you can't have free speech there. And you should expect that if you show up to talk about something that Bill Ayers and his thugs don't agree with, that they're going to get violent with you, okay? They're going to block ambulances. They're going to attack people's cars. Because, you know, that's just to be expected. Just like the lady shouldn't jog through Central Park because she should know that that belongs to the rapists, okay? Here's the deal, okay? We're going to get in people's faces, and we're going to take back our country, and we're not going to be intimidated by political correctness. We're not going to be intimidated by violence. And The people know better than this. We've had the former governor of Pennsylvania, who's going to be chairing the Democrat National Committee meeting where they choose the nominee, because it's going to be in Philadelphia. I guess they chose him for that. And he said, we're going to have a vote, and we're going to offer up Bernie Sanders and put his name in nomination. We're going to have a vote. He's going to lose that vote, and then his supporters better behave themselves. Why would he say that? Why would he say that Bernie Sanders supporters need to behave themselves? Because the left themselves really know who is responsible for this. Donald Trump isn't going to be there, but they know, because they're already doing it, Hillary Clinton in some places, they know that these people are acting like thugs, like radical revolutionaries. They believe that there is, or should be, no restriction on their actions. That's what is behind all of this. Now, there's an interesting article up on the Drudge Report from The Guardian. A couple of links there. The rise of the militias. And I wanted to cover this because, of course, we've been out to Oregon multiple times, and we've talked about the land use issues that are there, because not only what happened at the Malheur incident, but it was what happened before that. The heavy-handed injustice of the federal government coming after that family for arson, and it clearly was not arson, and the fact that everybody stood down out there. But there's also been issues on the other side of Oregon with miners, with loggers also. We've seen this all across the area. Well, what's happening now, and The Guardian reports on it, is we now have a political movement that is rising out of this. Because you know what? These people are trying to do this the right way. They stood up to the thugs who were abusing their neighbors in Utah, in Nevada. People came together and said, you're not going to do that here. You're not going to take the land from us. You're not going to run the last rancher out of here who has land rights. And this is what's important. We mentioned this over and over again. People in the cities, people in the suburbs need to understand that they have property rights that are essentially the same as the property rights you have on your home. They have surface rights, they have mineral rights, they have water rights. All these rights can exist on the same piece of land. And the people who are reporting this are deliberately spinning this in the urban media, trying to tell people who don't understand what these rights are, that have belonged in many cases to these families for 100, 150, 170 years, some of these mining rights. You can have all of these rights coexisting on the same piece of land. So these people are not saying, I own this government land. No, they're saying, I have land rights here that I've had for a very long time, whether it's grazing or water or mineral or logging rights. These are rights. And these are property rights. And we, as a people, need to stop letting the government run roughshod over our property rights. We need to stand up when they do it to the farmer. We need to stand up when they do it to the inner city person who is a minority, and they just seize their car, seize their cash under civil asset forfeiture. Or when they do it to a group of traveling musicians who've just finished raising, as a Christian band, finished raising over $50,000 for orphanages. They pull them over, they find the cash and say, oh, that's got to be drug money. We're going to take that. And we're not going to charge you with anything, and you're going to have to sue us in civil court if you've got the money to try to get your money back. That's the way they operate. This was put in, by the way, by the Reagan administration. So when we talk about conservative values, I hope those conservative values will in someday will include valuing private property, valuing the Bill of Rights. Why don't we include those in conservative values someday, okay? Every time I hear the Republican Party go off on this Reagan worship, it's like, oh, really? Really, you want to talk about private property rights? You want to talk about the Brady Bill? You want to talk about a whole bunch of other things, mandatory minimums, where we have shut down sections, entire sections of the Bill of Rights under Ronald Reagan? Okay, let's talk about maybe not conservatism. Let's just talk about liberty, okay? I don't really care about keeping the status quo, but let's talk about what's going on in Oregon, according to The Guardian. It's an interesting story because it's also interesting to look at their perspective. And when I saw this article, one of the people who was reporting on what happened in Idaho at the Malheur occupation is a guy named Michael Emery. And he was with the Voice of Idaho. We've interviewed him multiple times. He stayed there for a very long time. He was arrested this weekend by the FBI. They say there's a weapons charge. I haven't been able to vet that yet to see if that's a real deal or not. So anybody has any information on that, send that to me at davidk@infowars.com because I really want to find out what's going on. Michael Emery, when I talked to him, seemed like a level-headed guy. He didn't seem like the kind of guy who would steal a 50-caliber machine gun from his former employer. That really didn't seem to jive with the person that I talked to. So I would like to know more about that. But let's talk about what's going on here. They say the Patriot Movement surge is due partly to fear and a perceived indifference of political leaders to places that didn't recover from the 2008 crash. So, see, this is the fear of these rednecks that is causing this to rise. No, it's not. No, it's not, Guardian. They have absolutely no understanding of the issues that are involved here. This is a deliberate effort to shut down these economies, to drive people out of these rural areas so they can force everybody into the cities, so they can control our movement with these self-driving cars. Okay? This is all about controlling and constricting your movement, confining you into cities, putting people essentially on reservations, shutting down their ability to create goods and services that we need in those areas. It is a much bigger issue than that. It is about fundamentally about our freedom. It is about the Constitution. But let's look at what they have to say here. They focus on a guy named Joseph Rice, who is running in Josephine County for the office of county commissioner. It's in southwest Oregon. I believe Josephine County is where that mine was, the Sugar Pine Mine, that happened before the Malheur standoff. But they say the Patriot leader doesn't present himself as a crazed gun nut, nor as a blowhard white supremacist. No, of course he doesn't, because that's your stereotypes at The Guardian, at the Southern Poverty Law Center that creates these stereotypes. These are the ridiculous stereotypes that you have created. I've talked to these people over and over again in these areas. They are not crazed gun nuts or white supremacists. That's the label you constantly attach to them, and it is a complete lie. And, of course, they have to say that because now they're talking about an individual. So they can't just broadly tar all these people with that issue. They said, but talk to him long enough, and a Patriot leader returns to what really drives him, land. Okay? And that's really property rights and our respect and our guarantee of those property rights under the Constitution. You know what? If you don't own property, what are you? You're a slave. You're a serf. Just as Gerald Celente says, they want everybody to live in this service economy. Okay, and what's another name for a service economy? Well, you want to be a servant? You want to be a slave? You want to be a serf? You're not going to make any money doing that, okay? This is hard work that these guys do out in these areas. These ranchers, miners, loggers, they work really hard, and they deserve every penny they get, and they get paid better than flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, okay? Now, they say that Rice believes the federal government's current role in land management is illegitimate, even tyrannical. No, really? He believes that? What have we been reporting on for the last 3 or 4 years? Of course it's illegitimate, and of course it is tyrannical. We've shown that time and again. They say his campaign is well advertised around the country, around the county, and appears well organized. His growing experience in organizing patriot groups and community watch organizations has polished his skills in retail politics. They say people whose ideas about land management broadly align with Rice and the now infamous Bundy clan are aiming for elected office in cities, counties, even the state houses. And again, we've said over and over again, we thought that their strategy of taking control of that area there for such a long time, saying we're never going to leave. I mean, they didn't, you know, to do it for so long. We knew it was going to turn out this way. We knew it would spin that way. We thought it was a very bad strategy. But there's nothing that they did that should land any of them in jail. And that especially goes for what happened at the Bundy Ranch. I was there. I know what happened. I know what didn't happen. And I've read the indictment against the Bundys, and it is a pack of lies. They even indicted a guy from New Hampshire who didn't show up until a couple of days after the fact. And, of course, to them, it is a threat to the life of an FBI agent if you have a First Amendment protest accompanied by the legal carrying of firearms under the Second Amendment and under state law. That is considered to be a threat to the life of officers. That's what they're trying to do. They're even saying that Cliven Bundy, if I read the indictment correctly, looks to me like they're saying that he threatened with weapons these officers that were there. And I was there a couple of days before the standoff, a day or so after. I never saw him with a weapon, okay? He was not even at the standoff. And so it is a pack of lies. But they talk about he proudly talks about his connection with Oath Keepers, a group that asserts that oath taken by soldiers and police is to the Constitution, not to politicians. Of course it is. The oath is to the Constitution. Why would we assert something like that? It's because it's true. We don't have a dictatorship. Not yet.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking later in the show to Michael Snyder, frequent contributor to Infowars.com, about economic issues, his economic collapse blog, Signs of the Times, folks. We're also going to be talking in the third hour to John Cruz. Now, he is an HSBC whistleblower. We've talked to other HSBC whistleblowers in the past. We talked to Everett Stern. And John Cruz figured prominently in the confirmation hearings of Loretta Lynch, who we just saw yesterday, had a very emotional press conference to come after the people of North Carolina so that she could manage their bathroom laws, comparing them to Jim Crow laws. But, of course, she has absolutely no problem with HSBC and other banks who are laundering billions of dollars, who are involved in the Forex exchange manipulation, making trillions of dollars a day, and they give them a slap on the wrist. We've been told, essentially, as Rolling Stones put it, these guys are too big to jail. That's what the Department of Justice under Eric Holder, and then they doubled down on it under Loretta Lynch. But, of course, we cannot allow the people of North Carolina, more importantly, the people whose property it is, the private property owners, the business owners, the churches, we cannot allow them to determine how they're going to do their own bathrooms. No, the federal government has to tell us how to go potty. And if they don't, then they're going to send down the lynch mob and the gay KK to take care of it. Now, before I get back to what I was talking about with the Patriot Act, but the Patriot candidates, these are real patriots, okay? The Patriot Act was just the opposite of patriotism, as we all know. But these are real patriots that are rising up out of the land issues, out of the private property issues, out of the people who do not want to be slaves, who do not want to be driven off their land by the King of Sherwood Forest, also known as the BLM. Before I do, I want to let you know about a new sale that we have. This is on ProPure Big or King units. These are water filters. And folks, if you're not filtering your water after what you've seen in Flint, Michigan, and right after that, we got a phone call from where we used to live in North Carolina. They still had our phone number on the register there. And they said, if you see some stuff that's real smelly in your water, a lot of color, don't worry about it. It's safe to drink. You know, maybe it is. The stuff you really have to worry about maybe is the stuff that you don't see, the stuff you don't smell, like the lead that was in Flint, Michigan. So if you get a ProPure Big Filter or a King unit, these are gravity-fed filters for your family's water, for your protection, for your family's protection, we will give you a choice or a free gift. Now, both of these gifts are about a $70 value, and you can choose from either a ProPure fruit-infused water pitcher. Now, this is like a counter pitcher that has a separate container for fruit, so you can put like lemons or oranges in there, and it flavors the water. Really nice thing that's there. Plus, it filters the water as well. Or you can get a ProPure ProMax shower filter that removes and reduces over 200 contaminants from the shower water, including things like heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine. You know, if you're in the city, they're going to be dumping fluoride and chlorine in. That's going to be coming to you in the hot water in the form of a chlorine gas. So you want to try to filter that out of your shower heads. If you live in a rural area, there's going to be pesticides, perhaps pharmaceuticals, maybe odors. So to get rid of all of that at your shower filter. So if you get a big ProPure filter or a King unit, you can take a choice of a free gift. Each of those are $70 value while this sale is going. And, of course, we still have our 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select Storable Food. I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to run that sale, because that is a huge discount that we have off of our food. So I want to get back to what I was talking about with the Patriot candidates in Oregon. As we went to break, The Guardian, I was reading you the clip there, saying that Oath Keepers asserts that the oath taken by soldiers and police is to the Constitution, not to politicians. That's just an assertion, a baseless assertion by the Oath Keepers. Because, you know, you're really signing up when you take the oath, soldiers and police. You are really just going to be the hired minions of whoever is the dictator in chief at a given moment. But then they look at what's really driving this, the economic issues that are really driving this. When we talk to people who are in the mining industry, when we talk to people who are in that county there in southwest Oregon, they have lost 90% of what really drove that economy, because it was driven by logging, and the feds came in and just said, no, we're going to stop all logging. But don't worry, we're going to give you 10 years of welfare benefits. The same kind of stuff that we see happening with Hillary Clinton. You know, they have the primary in West Virginia today, and Hillary Clinton, I guess she thought it was a good idea to go there and tell them that she was going to shut down their coal mines and take their coal job. But vote for me anyway, okay? We're going to destroy your economy, but we'll transition you into some green jobs, and we'll put you on the federal reservation just like they did the Indians. We'll make you dependent on our welfare. We'll take away your ability to run your economy. Remember that and go to the polls today. I think Donald Trump is making a big mistake to tell people not to bother about voting in the primary. He needs to secure this nomination. It's not there yet.
We're
stay
on
with
the
us.
March. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com. To be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com.
Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and as I mentioned before, we're going to be joined in the next hour by Michael Snyder, frequent contributor to Infowars.com, and in the third hour we're going to be joined by John Cruz, a whistleblower about activities at HSBC, money laundering activities of drug cartels, terrorist organizations, who gave the evidence to the Justice Department, to Loretta Lynch. She didn't acknowledge it until she was questioned about it during confirmation hearings, and then she admitted, no, I didn't do anything with that. And, of course, she didn't do anything even when they convicted HSBC multiple times of money laundering. They gave the Sinaloa cartel, El Chapo, had his own private checkout window where he could come and launder his money with HSBC. And, of course, that's another whistleblower from HSBC. We're not going to be interviewing him today, but that's a guy who released a lot of information as to how they helped tax evasion in various countries, and he's now been convicted in absentia of a five-year sentence out of Switzerland for violating their Banking Privacy Act. So I'm kind of ambivalent about what that guy did, but this guy is talking about how HSBC, and we've also had Everett Stern on in the past, talking about how they were convicted multiple times of laundering money for drug organizations, for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations. And first time they were given probation. Second time they were given a very, very small fine compared to the amount of money that was involved. But I just wanted to mention one final thing about this article talking about the rise of the militias and Patriot candidates now getting elected in Oregon. And of course, Oregon is a very, very blue state. I think it was a mistake for the Bundys to go there to take a stand, even though in the rural areas the people understand the city, the county government, for the most part, the sheriffs, except with the exception of at least one that I know of that's there in Grant County, he's a good guy. But the rest of them are big government liberals who want to shut this down. They put a lot of pressure on the FBI to bring this to a resolution that resulted in the death of Lavoy Finicum, the unnecessary death. And, of course, the FBI lied about what happened there. And we subsequently saw even the sheriff's county released the evidence. They saw a big hole in the roof, and they said, wait a minute, that's not any caliber that we were shooting. The FBI said they didn't fire any shots, and then we learned that they fired sniper shots, perhaps trying to kill the people who were not shooting at them, who were inside the vehicle, perhaps trying to provoke them to firing back in self-defense and saying they were being the aggressors. Nevertheless, the FBI lied about it. But, of course, the federal government is only upset about the fact that the FBI snipers the hostage rescue team. That's what I love. They have these guys who are nothing but government assassins. We saw what they did to Randy Weaver's wife, and they call them hostage rescuers. Okay. All right. You want to play that kind of semantic game? It's kind of like the Patriot Act, okay, folks? But when we look at what they did to Southwest Oregon, when they shut down all of the timber industry there, they took the economy down by 90%. They said, don't worry, we'll give you 10 years to adjust. But they say the budgets of sheriff's office, juvenile justice center, the adult jail, the district attorney's office have all been cut by 65%. They can't even afford to pay for the government in that area. And the same thing is happening in John Day, Oregon, where we talked to the logger who was there. He pointed out that as they refuse to allow people to make a living to cut down dead timber out of these areas so that we can build homes and furniture and produce things, by leaving that dead timber there, they create circumstances that they're adding fuel to the fire, literally. When they have a natural fire, it turns into a catastrophe. And we've seen this happen over and over again. We've seen it happen in Oregon. We've seen it happen here in Texas, down south before I moved here. It happened down in Bastrop. We've seen that the policies of leaving this dead wood there is guaranteed to burn out the area. But they have burned down the economy, literally. And so they said in 2012, they even had to set free county prisoners. They couldn't afford to keep them in the jail. They had to shut down the sheriff's department. So, and here's a blessing in disguise. What they're starting to do now is they have started creating neighborhood watch programs, and this is a guy who's now running for office there. They've created resident deputies. We've talked about this in the past as well. The posse. Remember the model that we see in all the Westerns where you've got the sheriff and a couple of permanent deputies who really know what's going on? They become the leaders of the community. Posse comitatus, the power of the community. When there's a crisis, the people come together and they work with the professional elected and accountable to the people, law enforcement officer, the sheriff. And so they say they have resident deputies, community members who would take policing into their own hands. See, the Guardian, with their Southern Poverty Law Center biases, always has to turn this into a situation like, oh, they're vigilantes, okay? Nevertheless, there are some positive signs that are going on out there, and it's interesting to see how the Guardian tries to spin this. Now, there was also an article that was on Drudge yesterday I thought was pretty interesting. This is the Washington Times reporting on Vanity Fair's take on the Captain America movie, because, of course, in Captain America, the people there are being spun as uncontrollable vigilantes. And we know that's not true because we've seen the other movies, right? but Vanity Fair said, well, this could be a perfect movie, except it's got one big flaw. They didn't leave any kind of homosexual relationship between Captain America and Bucky. Sorry if that was a spoiler. They put this out there and said, the problem is, there's too much heterosexual virility there in that movie. And it's like, wow. Wow. That's where we are. You know, we just rented. We were out of, we had power outages with a storm that came through where we live about a week and a half ago. And we were out of internet for about 8 or 9 days, and we normally watch movies through internet, so we wanted to watch something. We went literally to the bottom of the discount barrel bin trying to find something that we could watch one night, and thought, oh, here's something. We got the Captain America Iron Man movie coming up. We found this movie that was an animated movie called Iron Man Extremis, and I wondered when that was made, because when you start out the movie, the first thing it shows is Bastrop, Texas. And it's like, wow, that's not far from where we live. And it's like, how about that? And then they go to the whole storyline is about these terrible anti-government extremists. And they get injected by this drug from a pharmaceutical company that works for the military-industrial complex in Austin. And this drug turns this guy into extremists without the T, just in case you don't want to get that too confused, too direct with the Southern Poverty Law Center narrative. So they just take the T off of it. They call him extremists, okay, without the T. This guy, you find out in the story, his whole family had something like the Randy Weaver situation. And what a surprise. This guy doesn't like the government. As a matter of fact, when he becomes this superpowers from this drug, he decides he's going to take out some of the people responsible in Washington, and so Iron Man steps into the fore there. You know, when you look at the movies that Marvel is creating, and I really liked the previous one, The Winter Soldier, a lot better. I was hoping there would be a political dimension to this one, because the previous one was very politically savvy, exposed the Nazi rat line that we call Operation Paperclip, where they brought the scientists over, exposed a lot of stuff. I think really made people think about where this whole surveillance state is leading and the power that we are giving the government, this unchecked power that we're giving the government. So I had a lot of hopes for this one that really didn't materialize from a political standpoint. I thought it was still a good action film. I thought it was still a very good film. But when you look at these movies, they're pretty mainstream with where American culture is today, I think. But not the comics. Because remember, we've had these Captain America comics coming out in the past, you know, where the Tea Party, they call them the Tea Baggers, and Captain America is fighting the Tea Party. And now we've got Iron Man going after this extremist out of Bastrop, Texas. I mean, they're using the movies, I think, to pull the kids in. The parents look at the movies, oh, yeah, those are pretty good movies. I really even liked Captain America. He's a great role model. And then your kids read these comics, and what they're getting is the hardline propaganda of the left. And here's an article today. This is from Breitbart. Harvard professor urges liberals to treat evangelical Christians like Nazis. He says, hey, we've had a culture war, and we won that culture war. And so you shouldn't treat them with any more deference than we treated the people we defeated in World War II. You know, you should just rub their noses into it, like we did Germany and Japan. It's like, well, yeah, the only problem is that we really didn't do that in Germany and Japan. We kind of learned a lesson after World War I. We did rub the Germans' noses in it after World War I, and that created World War II to a large degree, created the forces that that did that. But he says we should offer Christians no quarter, no clemency. It's like, wow, throw the mantle down. This is a 70-year-old professor, Mark Tushner. He said, they lost, we won. It's time to press the liberal advantage and abandon any defensive positions. He says they will no longer have any resistance, especially after the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. And when I look at this, I say, well, you know what? He really is kind of right. They really have beat Christians in the culture war. Why is that? Why is that? You know, we look at the back and forth that's happened here in the presidential race, and we see what Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz did. They were basically channeling and taking to the next degree these ideas that began with the Christian Coalition coalescing around Ronald Reagan. The idea that we should trust government to modify society, that government is not a fire that needs to be kept in check, like George Washington said, but that it is a force of social engineering. See, the conservatives bought into that social engineering idea as well. And they also, just like this liberal, says, well, it's all revolves around the Supreme Court. And we saw that in Ted Cruz's website, where he talked about he's going to restore the Constitution. How is he going to do it? Well, it's all about the Supreme Court. We need a generation of conservatives who are, we should call them the Andrew Jackson generation. And they should say, well, the Supreme Court has made their ruling. Let's see them enforce it, because we have a lot of powers that are divided in our government by design. That's in the Constitution. We have a Ninth and Tenth Amendment that underscores that division in the Constitution, tells us where the real power lies, tells us that unless they have been specifically granted this power to manipulate our lives, they don't have it. And so we need a Andrew Jackson-like president. We need people at the state level who will stand up like Andrew Jackson and say, you don't have the legitimate authority, just like these patriots in Oregon. You don't have the legitimate authority to do this. And when I look at the fact that we've got these conservative culture warriors, they've lost because they put their trust in government. Isn't that ironic that the conservatives who say they want limited government put so much trust in government to preserve their culture, to preserve the values that we've had? I think we need to take a two-pronged approach. First of all, we need to understand that we need to take the high road politically. And we need to say, this is about individual liberty. We are going to rigorously enforce the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights. And that's what we're going to do politically. And I think the Christians need to understand that the power doesn't lie in a presidency. The power doesn't lie in the Supreme Court. The power, Christians, lies in Jesus Christ. And if you're not going to use that power, if you're going to get your army of clergymen to say, we've got to unite against around this messianic politician who's going to solve all of our problems. That's the fundamental problem with what happened with Glenn Beck and with Ted Cruz, and Alex Jones was exactly right. They were prancing demons, okay? Leading Christians down a path where they can't win because they have denied the true power to accomplish something. Now, I had an article here, and I misplaced it here, but there was also, here it is, right here, 40,000 non-Muslim migrants harassed in German centers over their religion. That's the religion of peace, the religion of tolerance here, right? 40,000 Christians and other non-Muslim refugees, this is an RT story, currently residing in migrant centers in Germany are being discriminated against and harassed by other asylum seekers and even the guards because of their religion, says a human rights group. 88% said they were harassed by Muslim migrants due to being Christians. And they say that 42% of them were insulted. 37% got physical injuries. 32% even had death threats. They say women who've been rescued from ISIS slavery in the Syrian city of Raqqa say, quote, they are still unprotected. They even see their tormentors in these camps. How's that? Okay. Because we're not screening the people who come in. We're saying anybody that wants to can come in. And look at the way they're being treated. Look at the tolerance. You know, we've got our ally, Saudi Arabia, as well as ISIS, executing people because they're homosexuals, throwing them off of the roof, cutting their heads off, seeking the death penalty under Sharia law because they are homosexuals. We covered this last night. And yet, what is our government doing about that? Are we creating any sanctions against Saudi Arabia? No. We're defending Saudi Arabia. We're saying we're not going to release any evidence that might implicate them in their official conspiracy theory, okay? Because you could have 9/11 families sue them over that. They create a narrative where they've got 19 hijackers on two planes to take down three buildings, and then they say, yeah, they're from Saudi Arabia and so forth and so on. And then, unfortunately for them, some of the people lower down didn't get the memo, okay, the eyewash that's going on in these organizations where the people at the top know what's going on, but the people lower down actually are doing an investigation. They say, well, okay, if they're Saudis, where did they get their help? Where did they get their money here, okay? And they start exposing that, and they go, oh, no, don't let that out, because these guys are our friends, okay? The Saudis are our friends. The people who throw homosexuals off of the roofs are friends. The people who cut their heads off are friends. But we can get upset if we've got private bathrooms in North Carolina. We'll say, these are Jim Crow laws. Understand where this all began. And again, here's another example, Christians, of the way this has gone wrong. Okay? This all began by a guy named Chad Severance Turner. North Carolina Values Coalition exposed the fact that he was working with the LGBT Chamber of Commerce role in Charlotte. He was the one who created new bathroom laws that never existed before in Charlotte. This is a guy who is a registered sex offender. He fondled a child in church while the child was sleeping, and he is a registered sex offender. And then he comes in and says, hey, I've got a great idea for how we're going to do bathrooms. At which point, the people of North Carolina were justifiably outraged. But instead of saying, no, we're not going to let you, Charlotte, create that law, we're going to override that with a law at the state level that says we're going to have people's are going to be able to exercise their private property rights, and they're going to be able to determine how they're going to set up their bathrooms. Instead, North Carolina came back and said, no, we've got a special thing we're going to do here for you. Throw the ball into their court. Now the feds came back and said, you guys are a bunch of racists. And so now we've got the Obama lynch mob coming down and suing them. So this is the way this happens. It could have been stopped by saying, we're going to support liberty. But instead, they tried to create their new solution. And this kind of escalation, this kind of thing, trying to solve everything at the government level, is what's causing them to lose the culture wars. Now, later on, we're going to have, stay with us, we're going to have not only our guest joining us in the next hour is going to be Michael Schneider, but we're also going to have a special treat for you later in the program. We're going to play a trailer for an as-yet-unreleased Billy Corgan Smashing Pumpkins interview. We're going to have that trailer coming up for you in the third hour as well.
To bug out, Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to have, as I mentioned, in the next hour, Michael Schneider is going to be joining us. He's a frequent contributor here to Infowars.com. He talks about issues of preparedness, but especially about the economy. He has some very interesting metrics that show an economic slowdown is upon us, in case you hadn't noticed. Yeah, it is. We're also going to be joined in the third hour by John Cruz, an HSBC whistleblower. And as I mentioned before, his testimony about what was going on at HSBC figured prominently in the confirmation hearings of Attorney General Loretta Lynch, even though she did nothing with that information. It was something that the Republicans questioned her about and pointed out that they did not want to have a continuance of the too-big-to-jail attitude that we had seen from Eric Holder. Nevertheless, she did that, and we'll talk about what happened with that, and we're going to have him tell you what he saw at HSBC, what was so concerning to him. Before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know about a new sale that we have. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. If you get a ProPure Big or a King unit, you'll get your choice as a free gift. These are two choices, each of them about a $70 value. You can either get a ProPure fruit-infused water pitcher that brings together the natural benefits of fruit-infused water and the health benefits of filtered water all in one pitcher. You just put the, whatever you want to add, whether it's cucumbers or oranges or lemons, you can just put it in this container and it will flavor your pure filtered water in that container all in one handy unit there. Or you can get a ProPure ProMax shower filter that reduces and removes over 200 contaminants from your shower water. Things like fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, odors, get that out of your shower. So you can get one of those two as a free gift if you buy the ProPure Big unit. That's the gravity feed filter that we have that can filter easily for a family the water that you get out of your tap. Also, we have continued on some of our best-selling InfoWars Select Storable Foods, the 30 to 40% off of the Select Storable Foods. And again, that is at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge discount, 30 to 40%. We've been able to extend that to some of our foods there at InfoWars Select Storable Food. Now, some of the news that came out today, of course, we've had Paul Ryan, very interesting, this back and forth that went on between him and Donald Trump over the weekend. Obviously caught him by surprise that Ted Cruz dropped out, but he wanted to put himself, I believe, when he would come out and he would make this comment, well, I'm not quite there yet. Yeah, he's not quite there yet. I mean, who would think that 2 days after another massive win by Donald Trump, after both of his competitors dropping out, who would think that if you went on and talked to a major news media organization, that they would ask you about Donald Trump? And he just really hadn't thought about that enough yet. Need to think a little bit more time to think about that. Now, he was trying to put himself out there as the leader of the GOP establishment. Of course, he is their darling. They have put him in as Speaker of the House. And when I listen to all these never-Trump people saying, well, I just don't know that Trump is good enough on the issues. I don't know that he's conservative enough. And it's like, Please explain to me, what is conservative about Paul Ryan? Please, tell me. He's for open borders. He rubber-stamped everything that Barack Obama wanted to do. They had the climate change accord that was struck in Paris back in December. He had some senators say, well, we're going to have something to say about that. No, they didn't. Within 3 days, they had fully funded that. They'd fully funded Obamacare. They had done absolutely nothing about the border. What does Paul Ryan do that is conservative? I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what he does that's conservative. Look, Donald Trump should ask him to step down. He says, hey, if he wants me to leave the chair of the convention post, I'll do it. I'll step down. He not only needs to tell him to step down from the convention post, but he needs to get involved in getting Paul Ryan out of office. Just like Sarah Palin was saying, we need to canter him out of office because he's going to be the biggest opposition to Trump. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.